Auto racing has a new champ, and the title was decided miles away from the Circuit of the Americas at the Hyatt Regency on Lady Bird Lake. High school-aged kids from 23 countries came to Austin this week to compete in the F1 in Schools World Finals. The teens fabricated and engineered their miniature race cars from scratch.
So what we are is we're the biggest STEM competition in the world. And what we've done is we've created a challenge bringing all those disciplines together using the magnetic appeal of Formula One. So basically we install this in a classroom and they can teach science, maths and technology and engineering in a fun and exciting way.
Andrew Denford is the founder and chairman of F1 in Schools. He says this is a way to encourage the next generation of engineers and scientists. Just like Formula One, students work to make their car within a new set of specifications and rules released each year. And it's not just the fastest car that wins.
There's 1,000 points. The fastest car is 250. It helps if you've got a fast car because that will probably mean that it's past scrutineering. It will probably mean that it's been well engineered. It's got good aerodynamics. But of course, they judge it on pit display. They judge on their portfolios. And they judge also on their verbal presentation. So it's quite a big job.
And for the teams that put it all together, a big prize awaits: mechanical engineering scholarships at City University of London and University College of London. Denford came up with the idea of F1 in Schools years ago to sell more milling, lathing, and routing machines, as well as 3D printers. He owns a company that makes such things in the UK. The program has grown to a point where he has left the care of his company to employees and diverted much of his attention to the STEM education program. Real-life racing teams are also looking to dip into this talent pool.
The Formula One teams realize that, you know, they've got the best kids in the world here. So let's not let them go slip through our fingers. Let's give them an opportunity to get into the factory. Let's give them jobs.
Williams Martini Racing handpicked 9 students to start their second class at the Randstad Williams Engineering Academy. Pat Simmons is the chief technical officer of the Williams Formula One team.
I'm looking for people who have a passion for engineering, people who can think laterally, people who are individualistic and yet can work in a team. And if I see those sort of things, I know that I've got the engineer of the future.
One American, Ajinka Sawant of Team Moo in Marietta, Georgia, is part of Williams Racing's new class. Just like Formula One, the in-school program is big abroad, but is just gearing up here in the States. There are more than 500 teams in Europe, but fewer than 60 are in the U.S. The person whose job it is to get all of the Americas in the game, Austin's Juan Gonzalez, a former assistant principal of Aikens High School. He says the program provides an opportunity to get students the skills needed in racing and for the rest of life.
They would use computer-aided drafting, computational fluid dynamics, computer-aided machining, and CNC, computer numerical control, mills and routers to produce it and so forth, plus the 21st century skills. We got really excited about it.
And that's just the beginning.
You're talking about cars that are precision machined to 1/1000th of a tolerance. You're getting into material sciences. You're talking about working with composites, carbon fiber, your different plastics, ABS, Delrin, acrylic, polycarbonates. You're talking about your different metals from titanium to aluminum. So this is really scaled up there.
In all, there were 3 teams from the U.S. among the 39 finalists. Perhaps none more unlikely than Harlem United, coming all the way from Harlem, Montana. It's a town of 3,000 people located on mostly flat farmland. Most of the community either lives on or has roots in the Fort Belknap Indian Reservation located nearby. About as far from the glitz and glamour of Formula One as one can get. Yet somehow, the team managed to raise the $39,000 to get them down here for a week. Senior Damon Adams originally got into computer-aided drafting to design guitars. He joined the program as a sophomore at the urging of his teacher.
I was able to do CAD stuff. Like, I had some experience in CAD programs before, so he asked me to be on the team so I could be the design engineer and actually design the car.
Now he's looking to become an engineer and perhaps move a little closer to CODA.
Come to Texas A&M, maybe. Study mechanical engineering, maybe.
As for the speed competition, the fastest cars came down to 2 Greek teams.
Have we beaten 1.258? We have. It's Infinite Racing, ladies and gentlemen. Infinite Racing have absolutely taken this by storm. 1.215, the winning time. Put your hands together from Greece. Our knockout final winners, Infinite Racing.
They are the new F1 in Schools speed champs. The actual F1 teams they hope to one day be a part of now take center stage out at Circuit of the Americas. Practice rounds start today. The U.S. Grand Prix will take place Sunday at COTA. Jimmy Moss, KUT News.